This is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, the show where we experiment, share stories, and explore the ever-changing world of social media.
Welcome to another mini-sode, everyone, the shows where we share 10 or more tips in 10 minutes or less. Today, we've got 10 Facebook marketing hacks that you may not know.
So excited for this. Let's dive in.
All right, our number 10 Facebook hack that you may not know is customizing the look of your Facebook business page. This is a super nifty new feature that Facebook recently rolled out and allows you to customize the look of your page based on your business type. So if you head to your settings tab and go to your business page, on the left there's an option to edit your page. There you'll see a new template option you can edit. You can choose from the standard template that we use at Buffer or things like businesses, services, nonprofits, venues, politicians. Like I said, we currently use the standard template, which has reviews and recent posts at the top. But honestly, depending on your business, you can customize the look, and it's a super great way to drive engagement.
Number 9, you can pin posts to the top of your page. So pinning posts to the top of your brand's page is a simple yet extremely useful top-of-mind social media marketing strategy to point your audience to important company posts, announcements, and events. On your timeline, find the post that you would like to pin, click the down arrow in the corner of the post, and then click pin to top. It's super easy. One important thing to remember about pinning posts to the top of your page is to keep them fresh by rotating the pinned posts very often, especially if they're time sensitive. Mixing it up also allows you to showcase a much larger variety of posts. I recommend changing the pinned post once every 2 weeks or so.
Our number 8 Facebook marketing hack is the Facebook pixel. And a lot of marketers may be familiar with this, but essentially the Facebook pixel allows you to track visits to your website and then target those visitors based on specific actions they may use. So this is actually a Facebook Ads Manager feature, but it's really, really important if you're looking to measure ROI on social media. Using the Facebook pixel is a must. Have no fear, it is actually pretty easy to set up. If you go to the pixels menu in your Facebook Ads Manager, you can simply click Setup Pixel. And if you're on WordPress, you can use a plugin such as Google Tag Manager or Facebook Tag Manager to easily host all of your Facebook pixels. But if you have a custom website built, simply ask the person who built your website, or you could do it yourself, to paste the code, the pixel code, between the header tags of your website, of all the pages you want to track. And you can build custom audiences from there, optimize ads for conversions, and of course, the most important, track conversions and attribute them back to your ads, making one happy boss.
Number 7, you can invite people who have engaged with your posts to like your page. So for small businesses and brands looking to get the most out of their page growth activities, you can actually invite people who have engaged with your posts on Facebook to like your page if they haven't already. So you know how there's a bar underneath the post that shows how many people have liked it and the number of comments? It'll say like Brian Peters, Haley Griffiths, and 100 other people have liked this. Well, if you click on that, it's a hyperlink and it'll bring up the full list of people who have liked the post. And on the right-hand side, it'll show if these people like your page or not. And if they don't, you can invite them to like your page directly within that list. It's awesome and super simple.
Love it. Thanks, Haley. Our number 6 Facebook marketing hack, counting down to 1, is audience insights. So one of my favorite hidden Facebook marketing features, especially with the prevalence of paid advertising, is what Facebook calls audience insights. So Facebook Audience Insights provides detailed information about your target audience so that you can create more relevant content. Obviously, the more relevant content that you deliver, the further your Facebook advertising dollar will go. So you can actually find this under the Insights tab of your Facebook page. And essentially it shows who your followers are, what their interests are. It even shows things like household income and the pages that they follow and how many kids they have. It's actually sort of creepy how detailed they get in these insights, but you can use it to deliver really, really relevant and highly targeted content to your Facebook followers.
Facebook can be creepy, but also powerful.
Exactly.
All right, number 5, invite friends to like your page by email. So talk about hidden features. This one is totally buried, but it is really awesome once you find it. Obviously, it's beneficial for you to be able to invite your email contacts to like your Facebook page, especially especially if you have more contacts than you have likes. So all you have to do is click on the little three dot button and then click invite email contacts. Once you select that, a pop-up gives you the different integration options that you can use to import your contacts. There are a few limitations here. They don't let you go completely crazy. You can only upload 5,000 contacts per day. So that's something to keep in mind if you're trying to bring in a large customer or subscriber list.
And I would be super proud of any business that is able to upload more than 5,000 a day. So go you. All right. Our number four Facebook marketing tip is save an article for later. So Facebook, as we'll talk about a little later in this show, is a great tool for content curation. The Facebook Save for Later feature, you can save and bookmark some of your favorite things you want to view later on Facebook, like links or videos or friends' posts, upcoming events, etc. To utilize this feature, you know, from your newsfeed, if you see a post you like, you can click on the arrow on the right corner of any update you see, and you can hit save. To view your saved posts or articles later, you can go directly to facebook.com/saved or access your saved articles from your newsfeed on the left-hand side. So a really cool content curation tool there.
Yeah, and remember to go back through and look at them because sometimes I save posts and then I'm like, what do I have going
exactly.
on here? All right, number three, you can like another page as your business's page. So this is a really nifty little Facebook feature that allows marketers to support their favorite brands from their own business page. To like another brand from your business page, search for the page you want to like and go to their timeline. Then click the small gear icon and then you can click like as page. I always really like this one because you never know who is going to see the things that you like as a page. So I feel like it has a lot of reach.
Exactly. And the interesting thing there is that Facebook actually shows on your own business page the other pages that you like. So it's kind of like a brand building identification tool in a way.
I like it.
So our number two tip, counting down to number one, is that you can search previous posts for specific wording and insights. And honestly, this is one of my favorite Facebook features. It's hidden, it's kind of buried deep, but it's great for going over past posts, seeing what's worked, finding specific posts based around similar topics that you might be talking about. It's just all around great feature. So many marketers are familiar with the standard post performance data under their insights tab. It's a powerful tool for measuring performance, but some marketers may be unfamiliar with the actual search post feature that is under your publishing tool. So if you go to the publishing tools tab, you can actually go to posts published and use any sort of keyword or phrase that you want to search, and Facebook will automatically bring anything up that's related to that. So it's really, really cool because you can go back and easily search for posts.
That is so awesome. And our number one tip, and this is one that I know that Brian is super passionate about as well, is Facebook pages to watch. So this one is very cool. Underneath the insights tab, you can add up to 100 brands or companies to watch. How crazy is that? And you can sort by page likes. It will show you page growth, engagement per week, posts per week, and the top posts over the last 7 days. Is this the best free discovery tool in social media? We think so.
I'd say so. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us for another mini-sode, everyone. We really, really hope you're enjoying these because we sure do love creating them.
Yeah, and we'd love to know what you think. Let us know what your favorite Facebook marketing hacks are. If you send us a tweet with hashtag BufferPodcast, we would love to chat with you there.
Until next time, happy Facebook marketing, everyone.